Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. O people of Sudan, America's hasting to reap the fruits of its war in Sudan, so do not allow it to separate Darfur. During his speech at the U.S.-Saudi Investment Forum, U.S. President Donald Trump stated that Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman had requested a resolution to the crisis in Sudan, adding that he began studying the issue just half an hour after the Crown Prince's explanation. Trump also wrote on his Truth Social website that he would use the power of the presidency to stop the war immediately. In a swift response via a tweet on the X platform, chairman of the Sovereignty Council, Burhan, wrote on Wednesday evening, quote, "Thank you, Your Highness Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Thank you, President Donald Trump." In a press statement issued on Wednesday, November 19, 2025, which appeared to have been prepared in advance, the Transitional Sovereignty Council stated, quote, "The government welcomes the efforts of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia and the United States of America to achieve a just peace in Sudan. It also thanks them for their concern and continued efforts to stop the bloodshed in Sudan, and affirms its readiness to engage seriously with them to achieve the peace that the Sudanese people await." So what happened? What transpired that prompted America to intervene to end the war and caused the government's stance to shift from talk of military mobilization, eliminating the militias, and liberating all Sudanese territory to talk of the peace the Sudanese people are waiting for? It is clear that America wants to reap the benefits of the war it ignited, especially after the Rapid Support Forces, RSF, seized control of all of Darfur and still control large parts of Kordofan, ostensibly to protect Darfur's borders. The solution hailed by the Sovereignty Council, some political forces, and certain media outlets is the same one proposed by the Quartet, which equates the army with the RSF. And on this basis, the solution will be implemented. Indeed, U.S. President Trump's advisor, Mas'ad Bolos, tweeted, "Under President Trump's leadership, we are working with our partners to facilitate a humanitarian truce and put an end to external military support for the parties, which is fueling the violence. As for why America is accelerating its efforts to end the war in Sudan, it is to preempt European and especially British intervention in Sudan. One of the reasons for this disastrous war was to remove Britain and its allies from the scene. This was achieved by dismantling the so-called Framework Agreement, which has already been done. Now Europe has seized upon the atrocities committed by the Rapid Support Forces in El Fasher as an opportunity." A European diplomatic source confirmed to Al Arabi TV on Tuesday, November 18, 2025, that EU foreign ministers will push for expanding the arms embargo to cover all of Sudan. Furthermore, the UN Emergency Relief Coordinator, Tom Fletcher, described the situation in Darfur, particularly in El Fasher, after his visit, as a scene of horror and a crime scene. "We in Hizb al-Tahrir, Wilaya Sudan, have always warned and continue to warn of the dangers of American interference in our country and the implementation of its plan to dismember Sudan. It was America that separated South Sudan in the name of so-called peace, and today it seeks, using the same tactic of ending the war and achieving peace, to separate Darfur after empowering its agent, Hamdati, there and turning a blind eye to the formation of a parallel government." Its special envoy, Mossad Bolos, still speaks of two sides, equating the army with the Rapid Support Forces, just as America previously equated the Sudanese government with the militia of the deceased rebel leader, John Garange. O people of Sudan, do not be stung twice by America's snake. Rise up quickly and thwart its plan to separate Darfur by returning to the rulings of Islam as your Lord, the Exalted, has commanded you. He, the Almighty, said, فَإِن تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. Should you disagree on anything, then refer to Allah and His Messenger, if you truly believe in Allah and the Last Day. An-Nisa 59. And restrain those who are implementing America's plans and urge them to adhere firmly to the truth and work with Hizb al-Tahrir to establish the Khilafah, Caliphate according to the prophetic methodology, which will cut off the hands of those who tamper with the unity of our country. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu istajibu lillahi wa lirrasuli idha da'akum lima yuhyikum. O believers, respond to Allah and His Messenger when He calls you to that which gives you life. Al-Anfal 24. Ibrahim Uthman Abu Khalil, official spokesman of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Sudan.